665.
Accept report on 2018 Summer Free for All program.
Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you, Mayor. Colleagues, this is an annual report on Park Summer Free for All program. This program has been going for many years, and it provides fun summer activities and services to children and family throughout the summer, including lunches at some sites. The activities also include live music, representing the cultural diversity of Portland, family-friendly movies, free lunches for kids, as well as arts and crafts and sports and games. There is something free and fun for everyone in our parks this summer, and everyone is welcome. Everyone is welcome. And, of course, it's not free. It's taxpayer-funded and funded by volunteers and donations. And we appreciate that it's somewhat similar to the previous item. It's where everybody gets together and city staff help support the community. So Summer Free For All has partnered with 49 community groups, including local businesses, neighborhood associations, culturally specific communities, and nonprofits across the city. One of the core services is the lunch program. Thanks, Commissioner Saltzman, for your ongoing support of that. You kind of were the glue that kept it together during the recession and making sure that those children get their lunches. Summer Free For All will serve more than 100,000 lunches at 25 different sites this year, which will make a big difference to the kids and families most in need. But again, anybody who shows up can get one. This wouldn't be possible without the partnership of 5 local school districts, Meals on Wheels, Urban Cleaners, and Oregon Food Bank, who we thank for your collaboration. And now Portland Parks and Recreation Services Manager Eileen Argentina will guide the rest of the presentation. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Commissioner Fritz, Mayor, Commissioners. I'm joined today by Sue Pack, our Arts, Culture, and Special Events Manager, as well as Kelly Torres, our Development Manager. In 2017, In 2017, Portland Parks and Recreation conducted a community needs survey. The 2003 participants who responded were statistically representative of Portland, both by neighborhood coalition and by race and ethnicity. When participants were asked to rate the importance of recreation programs, outdoor arts and culture events rated the highest with an average score of 3.8 out of 5. So we thank Council for the $500,000 of general fund support for this beloved program. With the cost of living rapidly rising, these community gatherings for free events are all the more important to the city's livability and to families that may not have access otherwise. Minimum wage increases now through 2022 will improve livability, but these increases significantly impact Summer Free For All's operating budget, which has gone from $850,000 last year to $1.1 million this year, a 29% increase, largely due to accelerated minimum wage increases and newly represented seasonal staff. To the next slide. Not only are free outdoor arts and culture programs in high demand among Portlanders, Summer Free For All is an important program advancing the City of Portland and PPNR's racial equity goals. This summer, we'll provide job opportunities for 110 Portlanders, including youth, and hire 315 local performing artists. As a citywide program, we're ensuring that Summer Free For All staff reflect the community and kids we serve. This year, 50% of seasonal staff supporting the movie and concert events are people of color, and 39%...
Eileen, I'm just going to interrupt you because we actually don't have a quorum at this point, So if we could just wait until we do.
Of course. Thank you, Commissioner.
Sorry. But that didn't happen at a time. We've got a really interesting slide with lots of information on it. But here we go.
Great. Sorry. Okay. This summer we'll provide job opportunities for 110 Portlanders, including youth, and we'll hire 315 local performing artists. As a citywide program, we're ensuring that Summer Free For All staff reflect the communities and kids we serve. This year, 50% of seasonal staff supporting the movie and concert events are people of color. And 39% of free lunch and play program staff speak a second language. As you can see in the Summer Free For All guides and the packets in front of you, the program lineup reflects our city's rich and diverse culture and communities. We've also forged new partnerships this year to increase access and engagement with communities of color and immigrants and refugees. And as always, the guides are produced in 9 different languages to provide the greatest access. So we thank you again for your continued investment in Summer Free for All and the important services it provides to the community. And now Sue Pack, Arts, Culture, and Special Events Manager, will talk to you more about our new partnerships.
Thank you, Eileen. Good morning, Mayor and Commissioners.
Morning.
So the mission of Summer Free for All is to build community and to celebrate Portland's diversity. Our movie and concert events are all organized with community partners. Each partner group hosts an event, choosing their park location, selecting the movies and musical talent, and bringing people together from their community. Historically, Summer Free for All community partnerships have been defined by geography, with the majority of our partners being neighborhood associations and groups. As Portland gentrifies and communities are displaced, with the greatest impact on people of color and immigrants and refugees, we have actively worked to expand the definition of community to include culturally specific and identity-based groups that span a citywide geography. Some of our new community partners this year include Apano, that's the Asian Pacific American Network of Oregon, hosting a film in English and Vietnamese at Harrison Park as a part of their annual Mic Check series. Black Parent Initiative, hosting the Dawson Park concert series. Bollywood Dreams, hosting our first Bollywood movie in Hindi and English at Laurelhurst Park in celebration of India's Independence Day. The Tongan Community, hosting the movie Moana as part of the Tonga Day 2018 at the new Gateway Discovery Park. And the artist collective Young, Gifted, and Brown, or YGB Portland, hosting Black Panther at Lentz Park. And our ongoing partnership with Latino Network continues with the fourth annual Festival Latino, featuring the movie Coco in Spanish with English subtitles at the new Cully Park, built in partnership with Verde. Our free lunch and play program is sited in neighborhoods where more than 50% of the kids qualify for free or reduced lunches. This summer, we are pleased to add an additional Monday through Friday lunch site at the new Lewitt View Park. And in East Portland,
you just have to be about 6 inches away from it.
Thank you. Thank you. And in East Portland, in areas without parks, we have the mobile play program, with staff traveling to apartment complexes, providing fun activities and positive social engagement for kids most in need. This program is community-driven and evolves each year with decisions being made in collaboration with an advisory committee made up of the partners listed on the screen. As you might recall, this group was honored to receive the Equity in Practice Award at the 2017 Spirit of Portland Awards. Partnership is critical to advancing parks' equity goals, and we are proud of Summer Free for All's commitment and efforts in this area. Now I'd like to turn it over to Kelly Torres, our development manager, who will share with you how we are leveraging general fund dollars to make Summer Free for All possible. Thank you.
Thank you, Eileen and Sue, for highlighting so many positive aspects of Summer Free for All. Sharing our diverse and impactful program options with potential sponsors in 2018 has been a privilege. Our team has had the confidence to fully deliver on our mission, and the results of that confidence are tangible. From a development standpoint, the idea of cultivating community encouraged many sponsors, grantors, and individuals to lean in a bit more this year. We also acknowledge our philanthropic partner, the Portland Parks Foundation, who's joining us here today. We also acknowledge the dozens of community members who have been raising funds, and you will get a chance to hear from one of those community members today. For every general fund dollar designated to Summer Free for All, we have leveraged 65 cents in cash and $3.27 in in-kind program support. I would like to draw your focus to the sponsor page in our Summer Free for All guide. This highlights the commitment of local businesses and contributors such as Elmer's Restaurant, whose local owners, in their own words, love supporting programs that allow families to enjoy time together making memories. We are proud this local business is also a new premier sponsor this year, and we are excited for you to hear from Jill today representing Elmer's Restaurants. We would also like you to notice the foundational support of program partners at the base of that page. These partners represent school districts, arts organizations, local nonprofits, and corporations, all of whom fill the gap to provide critical services throughout the summer. And now Eileen Argentina will introduce our invited guests. Thank you.
Thank you, Kelly and Sue. As you know, community partnerships have become the heartbeat of Summer Free for All, and I'm proud to introduce two community partners to share their heartfelt testimony today. First, I'd like to invite Jill Ramos, Vice President of Elmer's Restaurants.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Mayor and Commissioners. I am Jill Ramos, the Vice President of Elmer's Restaurants. It's my pleasure to be here today to share our excitement in joining Summer Free for All as a premier sponsor this year. As a group of independently owned and operated family dining restaurants, we know how important it is to give back and build strong connections in the communities that we serve. In 1960, when Walt Elmer opened his first Elmer's restaurant here in Portland, it truly was a family affair. Walt and his wife Dorothy and their three sons wanted to create a place where families would enjoy spending time together, making memories over a quality, fresh, homemade meal. 58 years later, our local owners continue to strive towards that same goal and deliver on our mission to delight our guests. Our local owners enjoy keeping marketing dollars in the local community, but are very selective when considering programs to support, preferring to do more than just simply write a check. We want to participate and engage and build relationships and extend our mission outward to delight the community. Summer Free for All's mission and values align with ours, and the programs offered reach an audience that mirrors our guests and team members. Diverse, hardworking families and individuals that deserve some free entertainment, fun, and a more opportunity to connect and make positive memories together. It's a bonus to us that these programs also include free access to lunch for children, as well as encourage people to get outside, explore their beautiful parks, and interact with each other. Our team is looking forward to attending this summer's events as a sponsor and also as community members. We have chosen to participate at the movies and concerts closest to our restaurants in order to truly connect local owners, managers, and team members with their local communities. We look forward to interacting with the community outside of our restaurants, making a few new friends along the way, and growing our Elmer's family. Thank you for your time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. I want to just thank you in particular. Elmer's has been a family favorite of ours, particularly the one on Stark and Washington, and it's actually the place that I traditionally go for my election morning breakfast. I'm really pleased that you're joining our family here and for your personalized support. So thank you for being here this morning as well.
Wonderful. I'd like to invite our other speaker today, Kalini Fusatua, a program coordinator at Asian Family Services, leader in the Tongan community, and a member of the Tonga Day 2018 Executive Committee.
Yes, good morning. My name is Kalini Fusatua. Yes, I'm a program coordinator at ERCO. That's my 9-5 job. And my 24-hour job is being a leader for my community. I'm happy to be here to support Movie in the Park and Free Fall. And I just want to share our experience with the program and where it is and where it started from. Last year, they reached out to me that they want to invite us, the Tongan community, to be part in the Movie in the Park. That started in Southwest Portland with a movie, with the Moana movie. It was excited for our community because this is the first we're invited to perform in a movie that's about us. And when we were there, we had Q&A during the session, and a question from the audience was asked, how do you guys see and perceive Moana? Because it's a Hollywood movie, and then sometimes, you know, it doesn't reflect, you know, the community or the people they're trying to portray. And I told them that this is the best Hollywood movie that portray us. This is as close as has in the past. This is real for us, and we appreciate it that we feel like Hollywood is reaching out and doing their homework before they start selling their product. And we feel that this is what Portland Park is doing. They're reaching to us. They want to hear specifically from us how we, you know, what it is for us to be part in the Movie in the Park. because of the political climate, sometimes parents and families, you know, hesitate to go in the public area. But this event has brought multi-generation grandparents, parents, children to the park and have a family bonding. This is very important for us because we're very collective community. That's just part of our culture. And this program does provide culture specific because they're reaching out to us. The last year when we went to the park, not only we performed, we had a Mosi Mosi Kola, a tongue and string band, but we had a young man that was hired from the program that was part of the setup team. So that's something new. Not only we got invited, but they also hired somebody from our community. Moving on for this year, we are again partnering for 2018 for our Tonga Day in August 18. Thank you, Commissioner Fritz, for joining us last year. Sorry that your scheduled time to speak was not on time. And I'm hoping that our mayor will join us. I know you were not available last year. Hopefully this year you can join us with the rest of the commissioner. And we appreciate everything. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Kalini. Mayor and Commissioners, thank you for the opportunity to report on the 2018 Summer Free-for-All Program. We're excited about another amazing summer ahead in Portland's fabulous park system, and all of us are available to answer any questions that we have.
So I had a question. So it's around the free lunches, and I know we've talked about this literally every year. Mm. I mean, the summer programs end, according to what I'm reading here, like August 17th or August 31st. And, you know, there's still quite a bit of summer there left for kids that no longer have access to a free lunch. School's not started yet, so I thought we'd solve this. Have we?
It is a perennial problem. Some of it just has to do with the availability of staffing just being able to keep the program going. And
I would also, I'd like to bring up Charity Montez, who is the supervisor for Summer Free For All and has more detailed information on our Lunch and Play program.
Good morning.
Morning.
Our partners, the school districts, work with us. They provide the lunches, and then our staff serve the lunches in the parks. And there is a timing issue with, even though school hasn't started yet, they have switched their kitchens. At the end of the season, they switched their kitchens to start prepping for the school year. So the sites that end in August 22nd, that's because the Portland Public School District goes back to school soon after that. And then the August 31st, those sites are in East Portland, and the other districts go back to school after that. So we work with our lunch partners, the service, the lunch providers, to create the best schedule that we can to make sure that we can serve as many lunches.
So if I'm hearing you right, so somehow the fact that PPS is gearing up for the school year means they can no longer provide the meals to us for those 2 or 3 week periods?
It makes it very difficult for them to have their kitchens make thousands of lunches for the summer programs while they're also transitioning to make the lunches for the school year.
So I think the answer to your question, Commissioner, is that yes, we have the lunches for as long as physically possible. When the school kitchens are closed for cleaning and getting ready for the school year, there just isn't anywhere or any staff who are able to make them. But yes, we certainly understand and try to maximize the length of the serving of lunches.
So I see Meals on Wheels is one of the sponsors here, as is the Children's Levy. Have they been approached about
providing meals
during that interim gap period?
We've had extensive conversations with Meals on Wheels this spring, and we were not able to make that happen for this summer, but we're looking into that for next year.
Thank you.
Great. We'll entertain a motion.
Move to accept the report.
Second. Carla, please call the roll.
Saltzman.
Well, thank you for a great report. It looks like an outstanding summer program, summer free-for-all. Thank you. Aye.
Udaly.
Aye.
Fritz.
Thank you very much for the report and more particularly for all the work that's done in partnership with the community. like the previous item, this program has grown much of it under Commissioner Fisher's leadership during the recession when people were taking more and more staycations and it became absolutely essential. Now that we have more experience and more commitment to culturally specific events, I think you heard about the wide variety of things that are happening in the parks this summer. So I do encourage everybody not only to go to your local park, if you're fortunate enough to have one, but try some of the parks in the other areas of the city that you might not be as familiar with. They are good ways to meet people because you don't need an invitation to go to a park. You can just pack your picnic and go, and you're very welcome in all of Portland parks. Aye.
Wheeler.
Fantastic presentation. Thank you. I vote aye. The report's accepted. Thank you for your really hard work on that. Next up,